Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Today's Mass is the Mass of the Saturday of the fourth week in Lent, called by the Church Sitientes, or Thirsty Saturday, from the first word of the introit of this very beautiful and consoling Mass. The commemoration and last Gospel are taken from the Mass of St. Gabriel the Archangel. This is a busy Saturday at St. Gertrude the Great. We welcome those who are here for our Christ the King Day of Recollection with Dr. Drolesky. And I thank as well those who have come, our volunteers, to help us to veil all of the statues in our church this morning. In any case, you're welcome to have a little breakfast with us in the Hälfte Hall, or down the hall, directly after you finish your after-mass prayers. And then when everyone has had a chance for some refreshment, then the first of today's four talks will be given by Dr. Drolesky, and then in the meantime, we'll be working quickly here in church to cover all of the sacred images. In the communion verse of today's Mass, a psalm which is well known still in popular American culture, but generally known by its incorrect or Protestant translation, is given to us by the Church for our meditation at the Holy Communion. The 22nd Psalm, Dominus regit me in the Latin, the Lord ruleth me, and I shall want nothing. He hath set me in a place of pasture. He hath brought me up on the water of refreshment. Today's Mass offers us a beautiful vision of the plan which Christ our King has for each one of us, not only here within the walls of the Church, the Eucharistic heart of Jesus, who offers to be our light and our water, our refreshment, charging us nothing, giving us everything, allowing us to drink from his sacred side in the sacraments of the Church, giving us the light to guide us through a dark world, and to be truly our shepherd in every respect of that term. And more than that, our Lord in today's epistle promises that he should be as a mother to us in his gentle and tender love, and that even if a mother should ever forget her own child, still he would never forget us. It's St. Gabriel, whose name means the strength of God, who guides us this day, whom we honor in preparation for the feast of the Annunciation of Our Lady, which feast day is now transferred until Monday due to the solemnity of a Lenten Sunday occurring tomorrow. St. Gabriel leads us into... Gabriel closes for us the first section of Lent, these 4 weeks, and this week in particular, which has been from Sunday's rosy-colored vest of joy, encouragement, and of refreshment. St. Gabriel is appropriate for this role because he is not only the angel of the Incarnation, but also the angel of the divine comfort. It might seem at first inappropriate to honor St. Gabriel during Lent because he is the angel of Christmas. He is the angel who announces to our Blessed Mother that she has chosen to be the Mother of God and that in her womb will our Lord be anointed King forever. And she, by that very fact, becomes our Queen, the Mother of the King. It is St. Gabriel, they say, who spoke to the shepherds on Christmas night and summoned them to come and to see the word which was done, to come with their gifts, to come quickly and to adore. But it is also Gabriel, for his name means the strength of God, who is noted in several of the medieval hymns of the Church in honor of this archangel as the unknown angel of the agony. And in this sense, there's a wonderful light that's given to us by the sacred liturgy. Saint Gabriel comes to comfort Christ in his agony. Our Lord would have died in the agony in the garden had not the Father sent an angel to comfort him. Now, when we speak of comfort, we generally speak of something which provides us with some sweetness, some rest, some refreshment, some solace of soul in the midst of our woe. I tried to comfort him as best I could with my words, or when someone dies, you might send over a pie or some food or send a letter or have a mass read or visit personally to comfort that person. But that's not the real meaning of comfort, not from the com fortis, from the Latin with strength. Nor is that the meaning of what Gabriel was dispatched by God the Father to do for his son as he was prostrate on the earth, sweating blood in the Garden of Olives. No, comfort means to bring strength. He brought a supernatural strength to the failing human nature of our Lord so that our Lord could persevere, be strong enough to fight to the very end, to obey his Father in all things, and not to faint or grow weary or even die in the task before he had accomplished the work of our salvation on Calvary. That's the great work of Gabriel. And may he do the same thing for us today as we enter now into the most intensive period of combat with Satan, these last 2 weeks of the year, Passion Tide. And as we leave behind the wonderful joy of last Sunday, or the very charming words of comfort of today's Holy Mass from beginning to end, may St. Gabriel strengthen us for the fight, for the battle that lies ahead. But all of that really is so that our Lord could fulfill his tender promises upon us more abundantly. Why, after all, are we having this day of recollection, this series of talks for the kingship of Christ, if not so that our Lord might reign not only in the inner confines of our own soul, where surely already he is our light and our sweet water of refreshment and our shepherd, and loving us with a love exceeding that of a mother. Not only that our Lord should be these same things for us under the roof of this church, his Eucharistic heart in the tabernacle, but that when we go home, and when we go to work, and when we open the paper or read a magazine, when we go to buy something in a store, when we seek some entertainment outside, so that there should be no place that we go to where he is not our King. Dominus regit me. That's the real meaning of that psalm, the Good Shepherd Psalm. It's not, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. That's a Protestant mistranslation. In a sense, it encapsulates some of the problems we face in this country with Protestant mistranslations of so many vaguely Christian ideas. No, Dominus regit me. The Lord ruleth me. Were he truly to rule us, regardless of where he should lead us in the course of a day or of our life, we should never be too far from the water of his consolation, from his maternal love, from his light, and from his strength to do his Father's will. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.